luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Are we recording?
Yeah, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Sticks and Stoned. I'm one of your hosts, Corey Brooks.
I'm Chris Frey.
Austin Brooks.
We got
a fun podcast ahead for y'all.
Oh, I can't wait.
We got it. Can we not acknowledge the fine outfit from Christopher coming out here today, looking all sharp.
Sharp, going bananas here.
This is bananas.
You want some sex appealed?
A-N-A-N-A-S.
Here it is. Real sex appealed.
I got the thighs out today.
You are.
I got ugly knees, though. Look at these fucking.
What other options did they have? What other fruits did they have?
They didn't have any more fruits. They had three different colors
of bananas.
Bananas
and dicks.
Right?
Yo, by the way, all right, can we just acknowledge that, like, this banana looks
this
like
this podcast is sponsored by Dole.
Do you see this banana right here? I'm going to go into the camera. Do you see this banana right here? Yeah. What? Is that?
Speaking of Chiquita.
What is that? What is that banana company? Not Dole. Chiquita Banana?
Dude, I don't know. I just bought bananas.
I don't know.
Anyway. I don't know any banana company. bananas. Yo, when we had a couple weeks ago, actually. I forgot. We haven't gotten together in a while. We did a show at Mohegan Sun together. Yeah, we roomed together.
How'd that go?
I also saw Chris's banana. And let me tell you, man, Chris is packing.
Wow.
I came out the shower. Chris was getting ready too, right? And like, I swear it was like he was auditioning for a boxer commercial. Bro, he had nothing on and I go, and I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I thought Chris was packing. I didn't think he was really packing. I thought Chris, like, you know, had maybe just like a normal. And I
just
go,
like,
Chris, I had a knot. I go, Chris, good for you.
Dude, I was
literally just putting fucking clothes on. Austin just staring at me and he goes, I didn't know you had a hog. And I was like,
I didn't say it like that.
Is that what you did?
Can we talk about the room, though? Because I feel like the room has to be the highlight of the trip. We get the room, and now we bought a smoking room because we're cheap. And we walk in.
I still have those. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Really? And we walked in. The door was heavy as fuck. And we were like,
what the
fuck is going on? So we walk in, and there's all this space. And we're like, yo, this is amazing. Like, there's all of this space. We can do so much activities in here, right? And then we look around, and we notice, like, unnecessary handrails.
Really?
Like, unnecessary things.
And all over the room. Like, there were multiple chairs. Like, there was a chair in the bathroom, but there was, like, no, like, it wasn't, like, a bathroom.
Yo, Chris, look at the size of this bathroom. It's huge.
It was, like, a walk-in bathroom, and it was, like, sloped in. And then we were, like, then we realized when there was a handicap push door opener.
Oh, really?
That's why the door was so heavy, because it's
an automatic door.
So it's an automatic door. We were trying to push open an automatic door.
We were
so
the king of the scooter
people.
It was
a handicap room, right? The whole trip was so great. So, I mean, Chris picks me up. I pretty much slept the whole car right there. I was so tired. I was like, God, I need to sleep.
Especially what time did you guys leave?
I knew it was like a 10:30 show.
In the morning?
No, afternoon.
Okay. I had a golf outing at work that morning before.
Okay.
And so we went, and I picked him up. And dude, he's like, hey, man, I didn't sleep at all last night. And just sits down in my car. And bro, the moment his head hit the back of my car seat.
But you know me, I always sleep in cars. Ask
yeah,
me,
he
I always
does.
Sleep in car rides.
Oh, so I got a lot of videos.
Wait, no, I got a picture of you sleeping on the
check
ferry.
Check this clip right here.
Oh my God, Austin! Austin!
I got a picture of you sleeping on the ferry, though, which is fucking hilarious.
So then we're sleeping, whatever. We get on the ferry. Things are going good. We got that room,
yep.
Which is, you know, it was so fun because, like, I love sleeping because I love just waking up and being there.
Right. Yo, send that to me. I got to add it to collection. I'm going to put a slideshow on.
Oh, come on. All right.
Send that to the group.
It. So, yeah, I fell asleep on the ferry.
There we go.
But, like, you know, like, we the whole time we were going on this trip, we were like, yo, this is going to be sick. We're going to fucking gamble. Which we'll get to Chris's gambling problem.
Okay.
We're going to gamble. We're going to have such a great time. Fast forward to, it's like 2:30 a.m. Me and Chris are just in our handicap room eating fucking Johnny Rockets.
Johnny Rockets.
I look at him and I go, this isn't what we planned. But, I mean, the show was good. We had a great show. Show was great. You know what I mean? Like, we do our show and then it's like, all right, now what do we do? And it's like, next thing you know, we had this whole big plan. Like, yo, we'll be at the casinos. Like, we'll gamble. We'll hang out with bitches. We'll have bitches in a room. It's going to be a fucking sick movie. It's going to be like a like a
like the Hangover.
Yeah,
Wolf of Wall Street type shit. You know,
it's not fast forward to me and Chris just sit. I'm sitting in the fucking that one chair that's in a corner for you to, you know, like
the cuck chair.
Yeah, and Chris is sitting at that desk that, you know, like that single desk with that chair. And
yeah, the guy who's on
we're
like
just
a work
eating
trip
our
desk.
Burgers, going. Damn, this is not what we expect.
Yeah, and you guys were talking then, about it too, then, like on the last show, like, oh, it's gonna be the best time. Like, you guys,
that's so funny about it. Like, so fucking... we're eating, Chris, and then we're done. Like, all right, I'm gonna just probably like lay in bed and pay.
I was like, yeah,
like, I'm gonna go hit the tables quick. I go, all right, you sure? And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna.
I literally go, I'm gonna go hit the tables and smoke a joint. And I'll be back.
Okay,
as a text me when you're gonna smoke the joint, right? Because I figure, all right, he's probably gonna be game for. I'm not gonna answer anyways. But like,
and he didn't answer.
All of a sudden, bro, like 15 minutes later, the room, the door opens. I thought Chris forgot something. He goes, lost it all.
What? I didn't lose it all. I was like, ah, I lost about $200. And we are, and I already smoked. So, and then I go lay down in the bed.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the TV, and I just go, why is the TV so far away?
So far away from the TV. So
was
far
it?
Away from the bed, bro.
Dude, it's like a solid, like, you see where that, like, you
it's
see
like
where
from,
that, like,
it's like
pop,
playing
is,
the first
like,
base,
from
bro.
There. It was,
really?
Like, it was, like, that far. And
it was
90 like,
feet away, dude.
And Austin,
that's almost, like, a good 40 feet.
It was far, bro.
Austin starts cackle laughing.
Because I go, yo, you're so right. I felt like I was squinting the whole time watching TV. And he goes, wow, handicaps must have impeccable vision. Say that.
Like you lose one sense, the other one's
like,
stronger.
It's like the opposite of Daredevil. Like
that's it.
You got to ride around in a scooter, but
that's
you can
so
see shit really well.
We were in a handicap.
You got a military crawl
we
around, but you
smoking
is great.
Bro. How bad you have to be handicapped and smoking?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you know they smell,
bro. And then we wake up in the morning, right? And there's a fucking line around this whole casino. I go, Chris, like, what do you think this is? And he goes, it has to be the buffet. It has to be the buffet. Like, just look at the people, and I go, nah, man, there's no way. I go, the buffet is right there. It's not that. And then we go, Chris goes, hey, what are you guys waiting for? Lady goes, free shirts.
Is really?
Yo, a free fucking t-shirt, bro.
I know,
from
for
the casino?
A fucking free shirt. You guys been sitting here from 5 a.m. for like hours, bro.
Really?
40 minutes later, me and Chris walk by, there's no line, and there's still free shirts. I go, why didn't they all just wait?
For a free Mohegan Sun
shirt?
For a
free Mohegan Sun, bro.
Free Mohegan Sun shirt.
That's how crazy these people at the casino are.
Dude, I swear to God, bro. And after we went, I'm taking a really long time away from casinos, because, like, dude, the people there are fucking weird, too. Like,
of course. It's everybody blowing money, and, you know.
Dude, there was a guy. Austin saw this. There was a guy who probably had.
The kids' college fund.
He probably had, like, up to here stack worth of, like, $25 chips. And this dude would take two at a time and just throw them on blackjack hands and fucking get washed every time.
Really?
He would pull out like $2,000 at a time, throw it on the table, and he'd get fucking wrecked.
That's crazy.
One time, all right, so then it's just me and Chris sitting out there, and like Chris is betting, whatever. I'm not. I don't really gamble. And he all of a sudden, this lady just comes and sits down, and like I go, Chris, can I get your weed pen? And I guess I must have like distracted him, so he just like told the lady like the hit, like the hold or hit or whatever.
Yeah.
And like he must have fucked up. I think he almost had 21 or whatever.
Yeah.
And he just like he wasn't paying attention, and like and then like he lost. And the lady next to him goes, "Why would you do that?" And she got so mad at him and goes, "What the fuck were you doing?" I go, and I'm laughing in my head. I go, "I think I distracted him by asking him for his weed pen."
Yeah.
And like. And like that, because I guess you sat down to see how things were playing before she put her hand in, and was so mad that Chris did that. Chris
goes, it's like you're a degenerate gambler.
Like you screwed her hand.
Like no, she wasn't even playing yet.
She wasn't.
She was just
she wasn't playing.
Wow.
She wasn't even playing. She was just standing there like a dumb bitch.
She was mad.
She was just
Chris
like,
said like the
and
hit.
And like it's like you can't have a gambling addiction and be a Karen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you can't just be like, oh yeah. I'm going to go spend my child's college fund at Mohegan Sun, but you shouldn't have hit that. Like,
yo, so mad. She got up and left.
Really?
Yeah, she literally like walked away and like was like mumbling to herself.
Wow. It's so crazy because you're just watching people, though. This guy came up with like a lot.
Like thousands.
Thousands of dollars. And I watched him lose it all and just like walk away. Like, it was all right.
And he like shrugged his shoulders. He's like, okay.
Because you know his bank account's well in the green, you know?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, and that's the thing. Like,
meanwhile, Chris is like, hey, I'm still grandfathered into the $15 minimum, right?
No, what's
because it changes.
Yeah,
it goes from 15 to like 25.
It went from 15 to 25. And I was sitting there and I was like, I'm grandfathered in. And
you can get grandfathered in?
Yeah, you can get grandfathered in.
If it switches.
If the table switches while you're playing, you can get grandfathered in because it's like, it's not fair to you.
Yeah.
You've been playing that $15 hand the entire time.
Yeah.
Once the shoot is done, then you got to go up to 25.
Yo, Chris, listen to the same three fucking.
What do you mean by shoot?
England
like, it means once you walk away?
Songs.
What?
Once you walk away? Is that
yeah,
what you mean?
The moment you get up from that table, it's done.
Yeah. Gotcha. What were you saying? I'm sorry, buddy.
whole time there and the whole ride there and the whole ride back, Chris listened to the same three.
How the fuck
England
would you know? You were
songs.
Asleep.
Did he?
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
That's how I get, though, when you're feeling a song. It's just on repeat.
Yeah,
that's
repeat.
Happen to everybody. Because you want to learn all the lyrics.
Let me rock, man. Let me you rock. Know? Let me rock. All right.
It was a good time, and then the day after that, and then I found out that weekend, like, Chris on it, and I got a text, and I go, oh my god, Chris, I go, I have that last movie scene I had to shoot this weekend. Forgot about it.
Right.
Which, you know, it was, I'm so happy, and, like, I love the experience I got to be part of that.
Yeah,
that's
cool. Like, to act, but it was, like, the last scene was me acting, it was at Governor's Comedy Club. I had to do, like, my, they recorded me doing my stand-up, whatever, it was, like, the last... One of the scenes was me doing stand-up.
Okay.
So, like, they hired, you know, a bunch of extras that were there. And I had to go up on stage, dude, and do, like, my comedy for extras. But you know they're extras.
Were there lines? Like, did you use your material?
I did my own material.
Oh, really?
But I guess the first time I went up there, I guess they didn't tell them to, like laugh or how. Right. And I go, you guys can laugh. Like, I did my thing, and I like, you guys can laugh. Like, this is right. You guys are extras. Like, you yeah. guys are getting... I was like, you guys can laugh.
Why,
like,
no one was laughing at
no,
your material?
No, they were laughing.
You were bombing?
No, I didn't bomb
I'm
at all.
Confused.
But I, all right, so the first time I did my set.
Bananas. that was stupid. That was stupid. Get, fucking.
Look how terrified
on.
Everybody gets over a bee.
I don't like bees, and this motherfucker's got a bright
that's
yellow
a,
banana
that's
shirt
not
on.
A bee, that's a yellow jacket.
Yep. Yep. All right.
All right. Well, that one.
All right, and that
one,
was the podcast.
One B.
Yeah,
I took down his whole podcast.
All right, enough with the cranberry juice. Anyway, let's go.
All right, so now I'm doing the solo thing, guys.
Okay.
Listen.
We're back.
All right, we're back. Well, you guys.
Come on, mother. I don't do bees. Don't do bees.
Because why?
I don't do bees. I don't do them. Where is he? Good, let him just hang out over there then. I don't care.
That was your plug. You put your step on the plug. Yeah,
yep, all right.
All right, fuck, man. You guys just hold. I don't even know where we were now, guys.
So you were
this podcast
talking
really...
about you being on stage.
All right, I was on stage. So I did my first set, right?
Yep.
They laughed. Then it's like a movie scene. So, like, they go, I need more laughter. I need more laughter. They wanted hard laughs.
Right.
But they're actually, so, like, you know what I mean? They don't, they can't, and I was like, all right. So, like, the first time I went up, I did my set. I did a couple things. It was good. It went good. Second time I got up, I was like, all right. I did that, like, a couple things again the same because you have to do the stuff the same. And I'm like, all right.
So now you're going to have to.
By the third time, I was like, I'm tired of these jokes. You yeah. guys are obviously tired of these jokes. Like, yeah. you know what I mean? Like. This it was just like it was so hard. It was like hard just to keep doing. I was like, all right. So like, so, I just started to just do it on the spot stuff and was just like talking and
yeah. So now you're gonna have to rewrite a whole thing because your set will be out there on a movie and you can't go up there and use it.
I don't know how they're gonna. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I just used the send to HBO. My HBO special. No, I don't think they use the whole stuff. I think it's just gonna be little clips of it. But it was really fun. I mean, they were really good though. They had fun with them. They were a fun crowd.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It's just hard when you have to go up to your set and then be like, cut. Right. And then, like, all right, and then you go down, like, then you do the same again, like, you know
That's
what I mean?
Me. Yeah.
So, like, that was fun. The whole acting thing's really fun. I mean, I loved it. I kind of, like, think
what
I might
get into acting.
Start
doing like, a sitcom. I could see you being, like, the Urkel in a show.
Urkel.
Like, the Steve Urkel, the Kramer. That's your type of character.
So, that was really fun. Shout out to Don and everybody.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Appreciate that. Then I just did a show yesterday.
Yeah.
Bro, I mean, you have shows sometimes where you go, this is why I remember why I do it. Like, I mean, I had a lot of fun. A lot, like, I had my jokes were hitting, which, you know what I mean? When you get, when you, bro, you wore a bright, bro,
where
you,
it?
It's on your head.
No, you lie.
This damn yellow jacket. Oh, is it going up your shorts?
No,
it is. You kicked it. You're going to get me stung. He stepped in so much dog shit just now.
Yeah, he did.
There's a banana running around in my backyard. Yo, you probably just stepped in so much dog shit. Are you allergic?
Nah, they just
let me see leather shoes.
They just look at him.
Shoes.
You don't care. He's like,
podcast is derailing, bro.
It's not. I didn't hire this guy to come. The fucking yellow jacket, he's gone. He's back on the glass.
Sorry, guys.
The problem is if there's one, two, three, and then there's four or five.
He's going to get reinforced. This will
turn into
right
a
now,
20
bro.
Minute.
He's getting drunk while Corey's Tito's and cranberry juice. Over
probably.
There. All right, bro. Like, all right. This is a lot
sorry,
of fucking
sorry,
editing
sorry,
from
sorry.
You, dude.
No, I'm not editing nothing. Why would I edit that? Let's stay it in.
I'm exhausted now.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys. Just all right. Bees. Scare the fuck out of me.
You got a good 2.5 mile run there?
Yeah, dude. I'm out of breath.
Winded.
Probably fucking sweating. Sorry, bud.
All right, so... God, did you see me scare off, bro?
You went right, you were like making fun of us. This thing came right in your eyes. She was like... Oh, that was great.
He said, yeah, you ain't scared, bitch? Let's see. Let's see. I screwed up with him.
I'm standing.
I screwed up with the bee.
You screwed up with it. What did we say last, Muhammad Ali?
You know we're gonna have to do a slow-mo portion of that just to see him slow-mo square up with a beep.
Oh, that was great. That was fantastic. Oh, that was, he'll be back.
Did you see that news? Who was it? The guy who just swallowed that bee?
Who?
There was a guy who swallowed a bee.
It was in the news?
Yeah. It was like talking and he just swallowed the fucking bee.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when he was like... Yeah. What the fuck is that? That was amazing. That was an amazing.
All right, so yeah, I mean, I had a good show. I had a good show. It was a really good.
Tell me about it.
I had fun. Oh yeah, so the guy who called me up, the host, forgot my name. So he goes, coming up. I'm drawing up. I go, Austin Brooks, and I, you know, Austin Brooks, give it up for Austin Brooks. Like, and I got off. You know, I was like, nothing's like introducing yourself, you know.
Yeah.
And the crowd, like, you know, they like that because they like when you acknowledge things. You know what I mean? If something happens on stage, well, you have to make sure you acknowledge it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
100%.
Because like a robot, it's not enjoyable. I mean,
yeah, exactly. If you just go, if you don't acknowledge it, and you go, all right, I'm just going to drive everything I remember and just do it.
Thanks boom, for the cheap boom, cable, boom. By the way. Thanks. For the...
Get shot at, bro. Oh.
All right.
All right.
But yeah, you have to acknowledge it.
Fucking bugs.
You have to.
But, yeah, dude, no, when's your next show? Oh, the Roast Battle Friday.
Yes, I have the Roast Battle. The Roast
difficulty,
Battle.
Difficulty. That's right. So how many jokes, roast jokes do you have?
I think you're supposed to do 5 to 6. So I have like these like 8 I wrote. I'm going to narrow it down to like the best 5.
Good.
Yeah, I did about the same thing.
Yep.
You know,
I want to hear them.
You will. But I also been writing some new material. And that was the thing I wanted to talk about was the show I did the other night, Friday night. It was so much fun. And the best part was I did some new material and it hit. Which was really cool to have like new, because usually when you start new material, the first time you put it out,
the cocaine kick in, Chris.
No, I'm just trying to find this fucking bee, bro. I don't know what that's an ass.
He's gone, bro.
He's gone. He's
right behind you.
No!
Easy, Cuban Pete. He really hates. Are you allergic? You might be.
I'm just scared. He says they're allergic.
They're all over now. You know what it is? He's got the iced tea.
It's right on your armpit, bro.
Is it?
Yeah.
Where is it?
It's like on your head. Watch the cables, guys. You guys are gonna run around.
I don't like them either. Get them. This thing is too close. It's gonna sting me.
It's gonna sting you, bro. It's on your back. This podcast really sucking now because of this fucking bee, bro. This fucking podcast. I mean, it's a bee. I mean, seriously, you see what these guys do? I mean, literally, if you ever want to get rid of a school shooter, why don't the cops just release a bee?
They will.
You know what I mean? All you gotta do, I mean, you ever see how much one bee can, how much harm one bee can do? Holy shit, it just derailed.
I'm sorry.
Two grown men into children.
Two grown men into kids.
This podcast is bananas.
What would you have done? Yeah, what would you have done if your son was in danger? Your girlfriend's in danger. What would you guys have done? Ran. You guys have left.
Yo, if they're afraid 100%. If they're in danger by a running. Bee, they shouldn't be outside.
Yeah. 100%.
You just ran labs, bro.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I was talking about.
I'll
anymore,
jump in front of a bullet before
you were talking
I jump
about the new material.
Bee.
You were talking about the new material you had.
Yeah. It was good.
I feel like he's been talking about it. Okay.
And
all right.
All right. Then scene.
Yeah, because I don't even know. No. You guys.
Dude, what do you want us to do? There was a bee attacking us.
Did you see how you squared up and it was in your face?
Yeah, you were fucking Mike Tysoning it and like.
Oh, it's back.
No way.
Is it?
No, we can't keep doing this stuff for real. Guys.
I know, but it's gone. All right. Sorry, buddy. I didn't expect the bee. All right. So.
Be calm.
Be calm, buddy.
Behave.
Be chill.
Be relaxed.
Just be.
Be you.
How about you just let it be, huh?
Let it be. So how was your trip? So you went down to North Carolina, right?
I went to South Carolina.
South Carolina, yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
I was in Charleston, Isle of Palms area.
Okay.
So it's like kind of, it's like a beach town.
Yep.
It's mostly fucking old people.
Really?
Mostly old people or like young families.
I never heard of that area. Like, that's the random area to go, I feel
it's
like.
It's really nice.
It's like, oh, it's some of the Myrtle Beach or, you know.
Dude, it's some of like north, the biggest houses I've ever seen.
Really?
My entire life.
Wow. They're
fucking massive. But it was cool. Like, we got
old money, I guess.
Yeah, new money, actually. A lot of new money.
Really?
Yeah. But it's funny. We drove on Friday down to my brother.
Okay.
With my brother down to his in-law's house.
Yep. Yep.
Now they're in the middle of like nowhere.
Right.
It was a cool little town. It was definitely different. You know what I mean? Like the culture is a lot different from like New York. Like, yep. There's certain things you say you can't say.
Listen to you both breathe right now. Just sound like you guys just coming back from your fucking round 7 fight.
I do.
I just hear like you guys are doing a post ESPN fucking post fight interview right now. Like, so, you know, my opponent was great. I ran off. Hats off to him. You know, I did my best I can. And
go keep training. I'm exhausted from running from these things. Wow. You have no shit on the bottom of your shoes.
No shit on the bottom of my shoes.
Wow.
Told you, bro.
Good job around here.
I'm built different. But yeah, dude, it was cool. Like we got there. We go to my brother's in-law's place.
Yep.
Her dad is making like chicken wings on the
Barbie
on the smoker. You know what I mean? Shit is fire. And I get there, not even 10 minutes in, bro. Her little brother comes out with an AR and a 12-gauge, and he's like, "We're gonna go shoot some shit." I'm like, "Okay, we're definitely doing this." But have you guys ever heard of? I talked to you about this. Have you ever heard of turkey shot?
Yeah, I never heard of
no.
So there's only buck, as I said, there's only
so
buck
like,
and
there's
bird
different
shot,
shotgun shells for different types of hunting, right? So like with turkey shots, you have to have like, it's kind of like a fucking actual bullet. And I hope her brother can actually correct me if I'm wrong. But it's like an actual bullet that's supposed to like be shot with the shell. And then it explodes upon impact.
Okay.
So is there a fucking
what?
I just saw like 8 people walk by in a single file line.
Yeah.
They're probably checking out the goats.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
That's cool.
But what's it called? I'm sorry, my ADD just kicked in. And so I shoot this fucking turkey shot, but like the first shot was light.
Yep.
I don't know what it was, but it was like boom. And I was like, okay, I can handle this fucking regular 12 gauge. And then I shot this thing, and dude, I swear to God, the gun just goes whack.
That much of a kickback.
My shoulder was bruised.
And you holding with 2 hands?
You got to. It's a pump action, right. So you have to pump
the
shell.
It completely went 90 degrees up.
Straight, like it popped out of my front hand, and it like went all the way up. Thank God I had my finger off the trigger for the second one, because I would just shot.
So how the fuck is that turkey even edible after you shoot it if it does that much of a cockback?
I think you're supposed to do it. Power. I think you're supposed to do it like trophy hunting, but
gotcha.
Again, I ain't got.
Anyway, so you shot the animal?
No, we were shooting like water jugs.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, we weren't going hunting.
Is there a spread?
Oh yeah, big spread. Yeah. Well, not for turkey shot.
Wow. Like Bill Burr, the spread.
Spread.
Yep.
Spread. But yeah, it was cool. Then we drove to Isle of Palms, and like the Airbnb we stayed at had like all access passes to
look at how much thighs you are showing right
now. Dude, I'm showing all thighs.
I think this is rated R for all the thighs you're
showing.
Nah,
PG-13 definitely, bro. PG-13 definitely.
You might have to sign in to watch this episode.
If you want to see an inch, I'm going to post it on my OnlyFans.
I would love to put you in a cage with a gorilla right now.
I get fucked up.
To see what happens.
Bro, you can't even stand a bee.
I'd run away from it as fast as I ran away from that bee.
Where'd you get that from? You don't mind me asking.
So
is that
I
like
got
a,
it.
Online bought?
No, I bought this at the market in Charleston.
Oh, there you go.
So, like, the market in. All right. There's a huge history in Charleston, and it's not the best history.
What is the history? Come on.
They were the biggest slave market in the United States.
Okay.
That's what Charleston was known for. It was like one of the biggest slave markets. So they still have the market.
Really?
And people sell shit out of that market.
They didn't knock it down. That's crazy.
Wait, did they used to sell slaves then?
They don't. Yeah, they used to sell slaves there. Now they sell like trinkets.
And banana
suits.
And banana two pieces. Yep. Well, this is a bathing suit, so I'm ready for the water.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
That's a bathing suit.
This is a bathing suit, and like this top probably could be a bathing suit.
Yeah. I like the outfit.
Yeah, man. You know me. Go crazy.
You should. Did you buy like a a plethora of fruit.
Did you get the half of 50% off when you got the outfit?
Both of the everything was 50% off. I got the entire thing for 50% off. Bargain shopper.
I should walk around Columbia in that outfit. I'd love to see it. That's definitely a Colombian outfit.
You know where I want to walk? I want to walk around like New York City in this outfit.
You should.
I feel like it would be swaggy.
Yeah.
I feel like people would be like, this kid's either really weird or really funny.
or takes a lot of dicks.
I honestly look like I sell coke. Yeah, like, I do. Look like I sell cocaine. 100%. I'm just like, hey, man, you want a line?
So what else is new, Corey? What's up with you, man?
Not much, man. Not
anything much at all?
I have nothing crazy. I really don't. Nothing this
week.
You
check your handy-dandy notebook?
I got my handy-dandy notebook, yeah. I do. I was, as I said on my other podcast, so you know what I realized? Like, there is no lung power like a grill dad's lung power.
Like a dad who stands there on the barbecue?
Yeah, like the other day, there was a four burner flame flare up on the fucking grill, and it had like expensive steaks on it, and the fucking flame was like, she's like, oh my God, the grill's on fire, and you look outside and the flame's like fucking 2 feet above the thing. And you can't throw water on. Number one, it's like a grease fire, right? And two, I'm not ruining the fucking steaks. So he's just over the grill and you're like... And you put that whole fucking thing out and you're like, damn, the amount of power that it takes to fucking do this. It was just like wild.
I feel like dad strength is like truly...
It's true,
this
dad
strength. It's the strength you have for your barbecue. It's like the kid, like how you have, like how a dad has a love for a kid, like a baby.
You can't drink liquor while barbecuing either. You just can't. You can't drink liquor.
It's got to be a beer.
Has to be a beer.
Has to be.
Can't be wine. Can't be
a seltzer.
Yeah, you can't drink a seltzer. No, you can't.
It's going to pair really well with the burgers.
It's got to be a beer. Yeah. That's it.
Bro, it's like when you're knighted, bro. When you have that spatula, it's like having the sword of
You have
fucking,
all the power.
You have all the power, bro. Like, you ever see when that guy at the barbecue, he wields that like a sword. He wields a fucking spatula.
What do you want? What do you want? You want cheese on it?
Hey, look, it's Susie. Hey. Everybody loves that guy because he has the spatula. Spatula is
like the
gold
the hammer
ticket,
of Thor.
Bro. The spatula is Thor's hammer. Bro.
And then, like, it's offensive if somebody's over and it's like, hey man, you want me to help you grill?
Oh,
it's like,
dude, if I'm grilling and you're like, hey, can I help you?
Fighting words in the barbecue community. Fighting words.
I'll kick you down a flight of stairs.
You go, do you want to square up? Mal, if you go and you attend another man's queue, you're asking for fights.
My brother said something. My brother was barbecuing and one of our buddies came up.
All of you say you're going to flip that? Ooh.
Ooh, that's one of the worst things.
My
brother's sitting there and he's grilling, right? And he's making this food. And this kid just goes, hey, man, do you need help? And my brother goes, yeah, why don't you go over there, sit on your thumb and spin?
Yeah, you don't go. You never do
you
that.
Never
bro.
Do that.
I mean, what's wrong with you? And if they go, oh, who wants a bar? If you go, if for some reason they're asking who wants to do the barbecue.
And the wife always has to be around to wash a dish for you.
So like
the platter.
Effort.
It's a tag team effort. Yeah. You take the raw chicken that you sauteed in the pan, and she's got to go wash it.
Because you're associated
now.
If your barbecue is bad, they're going to go, oh my God, did you see the niece's husband cook? So now the niece is involved too.
She's embarrassed.
She's embarrassed. There's a lot that goes involved into a barbecue, bro.
It is.
I feel like if you're going to barbecue.
I barbecued one time at a girl's house, and she's like, oh, you are? You barbecue. And like I just started talking to girls, like, all right, like, this is like a manly thing. They're at the barbecue. Yeah. And, like, I definitely, definitely overcooked the steaks, bro.
Yo,
100%.
Bro, speaking of steaks, dude, we went down to South Carolina.
Like, I probably cooked them off, like, 15 minutes earlier.
Bro, we get to this place, right? Mad expensive restaurant, dude. Yeah. We sit down. My sister orders a steak. I order a steak. It's fucking, and we're like, yo, can we get a medium? Now, medium is fucking, like, pink in the middle. You know what I mean?
Medium's the size shirts that I wear.
Yeah.
That explains a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, like why they're too short. and dude,
sleeves.
My sister cuts a steak open, and it's fucking raw.
Blood, like blood coming out. Like, people love that.
It's not ultra. It's raw. Like you couldn't even cut it all the way. Kind of raw. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So my sister looks at I cut mine. Mine's raw.
What a Budweiser, bro.
No, I'm good.
So my mom, my sister, I'm like, we call the lady over. She comes over. And we're like, yo, the steak is raw. And she's like, well, how long do you want me to cook it for?
Yeah.
And I literally looked at her. I was like, until it's fucking done? Like, what do you mean how long? Oh, I'm not the chef.
Yeah,
cook it to medium.
Medium. Medium's perfect.
Because you can't fuck up.
Then you let it rest, and it's perfect.
Exactly.
I hate people like steaks well done. You can't do a well done steak.
My brother likes a well done steak.
Really?
It's so gross. It's like, so disgusting. There's no flavor in it.
Like, why?
It's like eating jerky.
Yeah. I mean, I can't eat a rare burger, but I can eat a...
But I did something kind of crazy.
I mean, medium burger.
I'll wait till Austin comes back, but we went to this one restaurant.
Okay.
And it was a restaurant where you don't get to choose your food.
Oh, that's pretty wild. That's cool.
Like, the chef makes a 5-course meal for you.
It's and you're going to like whatever's on the menu, you know?
Oh, dude, but I'm a picky-ass eater.
Right.
Like, I don't eat a lot of shit. Like, I'm like a chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese kind of guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, dude, and so my dad was already joking around with me. He's like, oh, we'll get McDonald's when we leave and all this shit. Bro, we sit down. The first thing they give out is a salad. And I'm like,
yeah,
the fuck is this? Like, I'm not going to eat this. So I give it to my mom.
Wait, you don't eat salad, bro?
No, I don't eat salad.
Really?
Bro, you know I'm a picky eater. I'm talking about.
Are you just no salad. You're no vegetable guy too.
No, I'm a no.
Yeah,
vegetable
well, actually,
guy.
Don't. I'd be like, I'll be honest with you. I really didn't know that you were that picky of eating. Like, what
super
do you not
picky,
like?
Bro.
Like, what do you?
So
not
that's why
eat?
You guys got Johnny Rockets, and this kid's like 120 pounds soaking wet and just eats like shit. That's why I hate kids like you.
140.
Like, he's the kid that would sit there and eat a whole fucking pizza pie to himself and not gain a pound.
Mm-hmm. That's because I go to the gym.
I eat a pizza. I eat two slices of pizza. I gotta unbuckle my buckle. Unbuckle my buckle.
Unbuckle the buckle.
Unbuckle.
But yo, all right. So like, what do you like? All right.
So I don't really like. I like chicken. I like steak. I'm very big on like proteins. I like rice, shit like that.
So what don't you like though?
I don't like vegetables. I think vegetables are gross as fuck. I'll be honest with you. So like, I was sitting there the first, and I was telling Corey like we went to this restaurant where like they prep the food for you.
Right.
So like, I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is gonna suck. I'm already in a bad mood.
They don't ask you if you're allergic to anything.
Yeah, no, they do before. And we like we make the they make the salad. I don't eat it. I give it to my mom. And then the second course comes out.
Chris just throws a tantrum at the table.
Bro, it's a fuck.
Yo, I want chicken fingers,
dude. It's a
shape the smiley faces, mom.
Bro, it's a tomato soup. Fucking fire.
Ah, tomato soup.
Dude,
gross.
No,
I hate tomato soup. Tomato juice.
It was like cheese. It wasn't like yo. The chef, it turns out that after all the food was cooked and all the food, I tried all of it except for the salad.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Good.
Phenomenal. And like, I tried different food groups and shit. It was cool. But the chef goes, yo, I'm glad that you liked that because I heard you were a picky eater. And I was like, yeah. And he goes,
yo, you know, as he was back there, the chef, all picky eater, huh?
No, because.
Another
why
one?
He's
why
Asian automatically.
He's
from
South
Asian?
Carolina right now. He's got a how you down kind of accent.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I don't even think they have him down there.
Oh, he wants to be a hecky. I try to
what
do it.
What the fuck?
Trying to do a
that
Chinese,
is terrible.
A Chinese redneck.
Anyway,
a Chinese redneck.
Yo, so it turns out this dude worked for like a 5-star French fine dining restaurant, and all of this food was just gas.
Really?
Because you don't make the chef comes in.
So it was like the main course.
What thing did you eat that you never liked before?
Scallops.
Scallops is great. Phenomenal.
No, you never had them because you didn't like the texture. You didn't
I'm a really big texture guy.
So you didn't taste
consistency
them
kind of person.
You just never tasted them. You just didn't like the way they looked.
I just didn't like when I put my fork into it and it jiggled. I was like, mm-mm. Because when shit jiggles and you stick your fork into it, what I normally eat, it's raw if you jiggle it.
Yeah.
So like when I'm sitting there and I'm like, I just touched a mollusk.
You like me and I'd jiggle
you
a lot.
Like calamari? Calamari?
I like calamari. I like deep fried food because I'm a fat fuck inside.
But like squid, it's like a
squid it's
or clams. Clams I like.
I don't like the, you know, I don't like the like the wiggly piece. You know what I mean? Not the circle, but the, like the
with the tentacles.
Yeah, the tentacles. The shit is gross. It's just fucking gross.
Yo, fucking air guitar Olympics came. I mean, air guitar fucking came back to ESPN again this summer.
What?
Fucking air, yo, bro. Were you? Oh yeah, you weren't on the pod when we did this. I don't think we talked about the last one.
He wasn't part of it.
You were in the pod. So once a year they have the air guitar championships. Real legit.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It's 100% real. They have they go on the stage and they do air guitars.
Chris is gonna give us an example.
Oh, it's the bee.
Is he by me?
No, he's gone.
Fucking dickhead.
It's like you're getting attacked by
a
bird.
Bro, you wore a billboard that said bees, come here.
You'd swear there was a hawk attacking him.
I'm not wearing flowers. Alright, so the air guitar championships.
Yep.
But through my mind is the guy goes, I think that's probably like a 60-pound air guitar.
What?
I go, 60 wait.
Pound air guitar?
This guy is literally the announcer is making up how much the air guitar weighs.
Wait.
Really?
I go, this can't be fucking real.
Wait.
And then I wonder, and they they say like how they rank them. So I'm gonna send you a clip and you can put it on the side or whatever so people can see who's watching this. They'll see what I'm talking about. They rank them how they rank the figure skating in the Olympics.
Yep.
So they rank you on your appearance,
like your creativity,
on your creativity, and on your performance. Like your performance. Like that's how you're ranked doing air guitar. Bro, guys throwing the air guitar in the air, catching it.
And how, like, real it looks? Is that what it is?
And like, it's just like, bro, it's like, it's air guitar.
I would love to see them practicing at home.
And they, like, drop it.
And they dropped it.
And they're like, oh, no, I gotta buy a new one.
It's like getting mad at themselves. Like, actually, like, really think.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, like, how do they throw it up in the air in the show?
No,
and
he's
like,
an E minor.
And they fumbles the air guitar.
I guess, yeah, like, if they don't catch it at the time that the guy hits, that the song hits the note, right? It technically, like, dropped it. Or you'd have to act like you dropped it.
Oh, my. Imagine he, like, threw it up, and it was like, that's a 60-pound guitar, and he, like, catches it, and he falls back.
I can't believe that's out.
But that's the thing.
Dude, that's
also, what's also a thing out there is called sign flipping tournaments.
What?
I feel like that makes more sense, though.
Sign flipping? Like, you guys are referring to, like, the jewelry store?
Yes,
buy gold
in
guys?
The corner, the guys that flip those signs at tournaments for that.
Really?
Yeah. You could become a professional sign spinner.
The 2-for-1 Carvel ice cream deal.
Yeah, literally, the guy practices all day, just, no, dad, not yet. And he just... fucking
he
out
could
there
turn
all day.
Anything into a sport.
Anything into a sport.
His dad's just like, get a real job. And he's like, I'm pursuing my dreams.
Like, how come they don't have the Grillympics then? They should have the Grillympics.
They probably do, bro. Have you ever looked?
No.
Have you ever checked the ESPN at like 2 a.m.?
I feel like...
the guys just wheeling in their polished grills. You know what I mean? They just detailed
they really
all
do.
Night.
They have cook-offs, bro.
Yeah, they do. They do. They have cook-offs. I guess it's the same concept. Same concept. Now, did you guys, speaking of like shows, did you see... the show on Netflix of the girl lady goes around creating a sex room?
What?
Oh, no, you were talking. I think, did you mention that about me? The sex room. So she's like, instead of the HGTV show where they flip homes,
it's filmed filmed exactly like they would an HGTV show. And except this lady goes to houses, and she kind of gets a feel what the couple's looking for, and she makes them a sex room. And it's funny.
And if you see, we did a wallpaper of big black dicks around the whole room.
Here's Peter and Becky, and they're 28 and 32. They have 2 children, and they're looking to...
Peter's a software engineer, and Becky's a housewife.
They're always software engineers. They're always software engineers. They are.
And Jerry likes to tie up Becky. From the ceiling.
But it's hard for them to find time during their 8-year-old's Little League baseball games. And so what we're going to do here today is we're going to actually make it possible so that when they actually do have time, they can come down to their sex dungeon created by... myself.
But if you're going to sit there and you're going to watch a whole show like that...
You did. Tell us about it.
Imagine you were like walking into a sex room going, oh,
yeah,
wow, look at the crown molding.
Yeah, but you know what, Paul? It's like at the end... at the end of, like, when they redo the landscaping, right? What happens at the end when they redo the landscaping, right? They show...
Look at the spackling. You wouldn't tell there was a dick swing here.
A penis chandelier?
assholes. So what they...
Oh, look, hey, look, it's grip tape flooring, what? So they can really
get... Oh, wow, look, it's the glory hole hallway.
So the worst part...
You could tell we didn't go with the wood flooring. That way you could really grip your feet in when you really wanted some thrust.
That's why you got to get hospital socks.
They got some pants that you put your foot in for when you go snowboarding. You put your foot in.
Like, you lock in, you got to put boots on before you get to the room. And you just lock in different positions.
So
what are you saying about landscaping?
Please put your booties on.
No, the thing about that show is like at the end of HGTVs when they renovate your kitchen or they renovate your landscaping, they show the family at the end of the show using it.
Move that cock.
They don't show you them using it. They don't show you them using it. That's what I was trying to get at before this asshole starts screaming.
But I feel like they'd be like, if you want to see us use it, Coda. Pornhub.
Yeah.
You know?
They should do something like that.
That actually would be kind of fucking hilarious. Like a Pornhub parody, but they just like fix people's houses. Yeah. Like just amateur porn stars.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I can't believe you said move that cock. That was...
He screamed it off the top of his lungs. The neighbors are out there hanging out.
I didn't realize this was like...
He's having...
like
saying, people are crying.
Thanks for watching another episode of Comedy on the Spectrum. What are we at right now, actually?
I have no idea. I can't read.
B.
I think we're at an hour.
Yeah, we're about 40, 42 minutes.
That's not bad. Yeah. Oh man, dude, that's so funny.
But yeah, I mean, I would like, like, are you watching the whole fucking show? You kind of want to see them use it.
What was? Let me ask you a question, right? Because you've obviously done your research.
Defense, yeah.
What's the craziest room that you've seen?
I didn't watch all the episodes. I just watched one episode.
What would you put in your sex room?
I don't know. The first thing I'd put in my sex room is sex.
I'd probably put a girl in there, you know? Like, I'd probably put a fucking girl in there first, you know? I just have all of this equipment for me to jerk off to. Like,
when you had a room, like, when what part of the date do you show the room?
I don't know.
You know? Because if you hook up on, like, the first date, you're not showing her that room right away.
No,
you're not.
I don't think you're showing.
You're not
her
Christian Grey. Months. You know, you have to be like worth
millions.
But
no girl wants to go.
That.
Oh, what's that room? And you go, oh, nothing. No,
it's
you're not
the,
yet.
Usually,
no, when she goes, oh, what's behind that door? You
usually
go,
hit. It's right, usually
it's my
hidden.
Office.
That's
they're
my
usually,
office.
They're usually hidden.
What do you mean they're hidden? You pull a book out of a bookshelf and the door.
I would kind of. Yeah, they kind of. Some of them are hidden. Like this.
Oh,
first.
Oh yeah, you actually, Chris.
Oh, you have a bookshelf room.
No, I don't have a bookshelf room.
So didn't you have like a scenario before, like way back when you were like 18?
Yeah,
Chris had a girl like can I say it? He had a girl that like wanted to be tied up and then left, and Chris would go to work and come back and then like untie her.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So was you just doing a trial as a kidnapper? You're like, fuck, let me see
she could get out if she wanted to, but she liked the fact of like.
Wait,
so much bondage.
How long was she tied up for?
Fucking 8 hours, bro. Like, how long is a work shift? Like, plus commuting.
Really?
I love it when we
you didn't
say
like worry a little bit. You're like, I hope she's alive.
I would like text her and
she
would respond.
Did she pee in my bed?
And I like don't know how she would do.
Fucking
I don't know how she would do that.
Just leave the phone by my mouth so I can text you with my tongue.
She had like one hand like all the way over here. She had like look this way.
That's what I'm saying. I love this podcast. We're so I love it, and you know what? Our fans better love it either too. Because we're so open. I mean, literally, Chris would go wake up in the morning, get his coffee ready, tie a girl up near it.
It'd be like this. Be like, she would come in with the coffee, and I'm like getting ready. And I'm brushing
my teeth. Honest. Talk us through it, though. Be honest.
I'd be like, I don't.
So how would it, and why? This is what she was into.
Yeah.
You gotta stop screaming, buddy.
Yeah. So I mean, there's a person right there. So if they really want to hear this, have at it. But
yeah, but he screams over the
but
top.
But like,
this kid,
like it was just weird. Like I'd be getting ready to work. Right? She would come in and she would give me a cup of coffee. Yeah. She'd be like, "Here you go." I'm like, "All right, great, thank you." And then she would just walk into the bedroom. I'm like getting ready. You know what I mean? Like I would walk back into the bedroom and she's just like laying on the bed. And I'm like, "All right." She's like, "All right, so you want to like tie me up now?" And I'm like, "Fucking!" First time she said it, I was like, "I'm sorry, what?"
Yeah.
And she was like, "No, I like to be tied up."
I know
up.
That feeling.
She's like, "No, I like to be tied up and like left." I'm like, "You have abandonment issues." Like,
that's so crazy.
Yeah, dude. And so like it happened.
The first time you did it, you must have been so nervous. Like you have
dude,
water.
I was like,
you must have had to want to go home and check up every day
like,
on your.
I
lawn.
Would like dead ass text my roommates, be like, "Yo, can you knock on the door and check up on her? Like, yeah. I hope Please, she's alive." I'd give her like one of those hamster bottles with the little mouthpiece.
And a helmet on with the.
Oh my god.
What the fuck was that? What were you doing dolphin squeals for? Yeah. What the fuck was that?
Oh my god. Oh, Jesus.
Wait, so you gotta tell me. All right, so like the first time she said, she was like, "No." And then you're like, "All right, I can leave."
I was like, "So what do you want me to do now?" She was like, "Have a good day at work." And I was like,
So this is the first time?
First time that happened, I was like,
So you guys had sex, like regular sex, but you didn't know she was that into it.
And then she told me when we were at like dinner one time that she was really into that shit. And I was like, "Look, I'm willing to try anything." And
but
then
when she was like into it, what did she say? And you were like,
"She was like, she's like, we'll slowly build." And I was like, "I don't."
You're
like
the
that.
Girl in 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, dude.
She offered you the contract.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, so like, do you want to try it?" And I was like, "I'll try certain things. Other things you can fuck off."
What was allowed and not allowed like on the list? That's so crazy.
I gotta
crazy.
Put you louder so you don't hear yourself.
I don't know. Just like if I can, it was just like it was like weird. Shit.
And listen, people.
She was like, "Hey, can you have sex with
Chris
me?"
At the time.
She was like, "Can you have sex with me in public?" I'm like, "No, absolutely not. No."
What the fuck are you? Jesus.
Yeah, dude. Weirdos, man.
This is Miami Chris. Remember, this is years ago, Miami
Chris.
This
is more than just Miami Chris. This is like since from 18 to like fucking 25.
Oh, okay. All right, so she comes, she takes you out to dinner and offers you this contract.
Basically. Oh, that wasn't the first time I got offered a contract at a dinner.
Wait, really?
Yeah, do you remember the girl that tried to have, her father tried to have me marry his daughter?
No.
Okay. Hey, everybody, I'm going to tell you a story.
I love this.
So I was dating a girl. She was not from this country. Okay. We're not going
to
tell you where she
like in the 1800s, like when they used to like bring big, hey, you met.
Yeah, like courting, like courting and shit. Like, here, I'll give you a dowry kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we're sitting there.
Yeah.
And we've been dating for like probably like 4 months, 5 months at this point, right? And she's always talked to me about like her immigration status and like how her student visa is going to get let up once she graduates college.
Right.
And that she needs to figure out another way to stay in the country to work. And she's like, it's very hard to get a work visa or whatever bullshit. And I'm meeting her father, the mother, and her brother for the first time ever.
Right.
Ever.
They speak any English?
Yeah. Well, the dad did. The mom didn't speak a lick.
So you met the kings. They're probably kings of what? Like what country?
Persia.
Yeah.
Latin America. South America. South America.
Okay.
Next to Bolivia.
Corey, we're showing a lot of Corey. Armpit this episode.
Yeah, he's like, hey, baby, braid it for me.
He's doing all his sexy poses.
Yeah, dude, why don't you just do like okay. The Atlas pose?
So, all right, so
just hit the Atlas. So what happened? But the daughter and the mom are like, oh, we're gonna go to the bathroom real quick.
Okay,
whatever. So now I'm already expecting an uncomfortable situation,
right?
You know what I mean? Because like this is the first time you're meeting this girl's dad, and you're by yourself with him. So.
Yep.
I'm expecting like,
okay, why does this guy show up with a briefcase and fucking vanilla envelopes?
And I'm like, hey, you know, like, don't, you know, I'm like already prepping myself. Like, I really love your daughter, and I won't do anything to hurt her, right? And like, the only thing he says, he's sitting there, we're eating crab, and he's sitting there, he eats, he looks up, looks back down, looks back up, and he goes, "Would you marry my daughter for $30,000?"
Really?
And I'm like, as a broke college kid,
yeah.
The first thing that popped into my head was free money. Yeah. But then I was like, well, you got to give me the details of this contract. You know what I mean? Like, this is a fucking... Like, I actually have to fucking sign my name on a document to say that I'm married. Yeah. So, like...
He didn't ask you, do you love my daughter?
No, nothing like that. Get the fuck away from me, you butterfly. piece of shit. But he was like, would you marry my daughter for $30,000? And I'm like,
You think she knew her dad was going to come at you?
Yeah, 100%. Because she asked me, oh, did my dad ask you? Because
her dad probably asked her, like, how much you think he's worth? And she was probably like, I don't know, $30,000.
Exactly.
Well, no, I said, I was like, yo, can we negotiate? Like, can I go up in price? And he's like, nah, I already have somebody for $30,000. I'm like, wait, whoa.
What?
Are you fucking trying to bargain shop right now? Like, you trying to bargain shop for your daughter?
He had another, yo, that means there's another guy talking to his daughter.
$30,000 for...
Yeah, but why, were they not legal?
Dude, like, you're giving me...
That's insane.
Was that just to make
legal? They had a to be. It's not legal to do
where
that.
Where they do this at an Outback?
It's not legal to do that.
No, it's not. It's if
how would they know
if immigration found out?
Yeah, that you married
who this person was. Both of you would be in jail.
Right,
guaranteed.
It's insane. Dude.
Yeah, and so like I was like, and like the first time somebody ever does that and like ask you a question like that, who are you calling? Your mom.
So how old? Yeah.
So I called my mom. I'm fucking 22. Call my mom. Like, my girlfriend's dad wants to marry me. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm freaking the fuck
you
out.
You said this girl. My girlfriend said orphaned me $30,000.
Dies to marry.
Wait, he had a contract too.
It was like he had one drafted.
Like he actually had a piece of paper.
Like drafted.
You
wow.
There.
Like I was reading it. And I was like, yo, this is this is fucking mental. And I go, for 3 years, I'm gonna have to be married to your daughter only for $30,000. So I'm basically getting
$10,000 a year.
I'm getting $10,000 a year to
That's
marry
nothing.
Your daughter. Do you know how
$7,000 a month?
Dude, I literally go, do you know how expensive your daughter is? She costs me $20,000 and we're already dating for 6 months. Because all this bitch wants to do is eat. You better up this price, bro. Yeah.
Did you say I want more?
Yeah,
So you called, you said, hold on, let me phone a friend. You called your mom.
I was like, give me 5 minutes, excuse me. And I got up, I went to the bathroom, called my mom, and I was like, what the
what
fuck?
What did she say?
My mom was like, you better not fucking say yes. And I was like, mom, $30,000 is a lot of money.
What did your dad say?
My dad was like, fucking take the money, bro. Like,
really?
He goes, take the money, divorce her ass after a year, and peace the fuck out. And I go, I don't think that's going to work.
You can't because you signed a contract.
I go, I don't think that's going to work.
But is that contract valid?
No, because it's a contract for you to do illegal activity, so it's not valid.
Yeah.
So I could have taken the money and just pieced.
Wow.
But I'm sure that guy had money to hire a hitman.
And so I come back, and I give the best possible response for a no.
Okay.
And it was, I only marry for love.
Oh, look at that.
And the guy was like, I respect that. And I was like, yeah, so you're still going to have your daughter marry somebody else, though, right? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, okay.
And then, okay. And that wasn't the girl you tied up, though.
No, different girl.
Different girl.
God, so
yeah,
wild.
That girl was the girl that I do my comedy set about where I talk about how I was dating a girl with a husband. And that's actually now a true story.
Wait, that's the girl with the husband's the one that you tied up?
No, different story. Oh. Different.
She's like, listen, I want to be tied up. And if you can, just send a ransom note to this address. That's how
Wait,
I like
bro,
to play
but it. That is insane. So the girl that wanted you to tie her up the first time, she said, I tie you up. And you're like, all right, for like, all right, I'm getting ready to leave for work now. Let me untie you. And she's like, no.
She's like, nope, kiss me on the forehead and say goodbye.
I'm like, and you did. And you had to be at work the whole time going crunching numbers.
I left early. I left early.
Did you?
I was like, I'm not feeling well. I got to go home. They were like, oh, okay.
You got to check. You got to make
gotta
sure.
Go check a pulse.
Like fucking running back, hoping she's not shit in my bed. You know what I mean? Like,
that is true. How did she go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
She
Wait,
could
so,
get
she
out.
Would, so she would untie herself and tie herself back up?
Yeah.
So she was
oh, okay.
You?
She can get out.
Yeah, I'm not a serial killer. I'm not kidnapping
she's
people. Like,
she's
got
to roll to the bathroom.
I just have her fucking saran wrapped to like a metal bench.
You come home, she's like a fucking caterpillar.
I got a whole bunch of butcher equipment
outside.
She's
like an inchworm trying to go to the bathroom when you come home.
Oh, great. Help me. Untie me.
You double knotted it, Chris.
Yeah. I told you not to do the bunny ears.
So she would do that's so crazy.
So weird.
And you'd have
bro.
your roommates knock on the door knowing that there was a girl like
that. They would be like, you okay?
They had to
and
keep
they
checking
would hear
in.
Like a muffled, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, that's incessant. That's great, man.
Sounds on a high note.
Oh, speaking of girls, I gotta ask you boys a question. We were out in South Carolina the other day, and I was drinking with my family and shit, and like we met these two girls. They were both from down there, and this one girl was like not the best looking, but had a fucking phenomenal personality, right?
Okay.
Now, this other girl was somewhat attractive, but it was like talking to cardboard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like basically talking to your kid's playhouse. You know what I mean? Like, right. I was just like, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm not getting any feedback.
Yep.
And so my sister-in-law is like, dude, why didn't you sleep with that girl? I'm like, I honestly, her personality sucks so bad that I got turned off.
Yeah, no.
I'm
going to
ask you boys a general question. Do you guys feel the same way? If a girl has a terrible personality.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
This girl's
you know, but you don't really, it takes a little bit to get the personality because at first you're just looking at looks and then when you start talking, you're like, all right, I can't deal with this. Like you just talked yourself out of, you just talked yourself into ugly, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think that's also
can
like
turn
a voice.
Somebody.
Yeah.
A girl's got a shit ass voice. Yeah. Ugh.
I told you, I was recently just told I was an 8.
Mom doesn't count.
Wait, when the fuck did you go on a date with Helen Keller?
I was told I was an 8, and I guarantee you 100% of it is probably my personality.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, I am a good-looking kid, but I mean, my personality is definitely like what makes it. Yeah. But yeah, personality is very key. Also, what sucks is a girl can be so hot, have the best personality, but her voice can suck.
Yep.
And like that just sucks, man. When you have a girl who's so like, you really like her, but her voice is just.
And it's
like
she has a good personality too, so you know you can vibe with her. But like every time you hear her voice, you want to just stab your eardrums out.
Yeah. You just take her on dates, like to the movies, or you take her on dates.
Any quiet?
Yeah. That's just to be quiet at. It's like a play. See, how can you take me all these dates that we have to buy tickets to?
I want you to shut the fuck off for 5 minutes.
Yo,
I'm tired of going to the library.
How like arsehole. How long do you think you should talk to a girl before you go on a vacation with her?
I feel like you should be dating for at least a year before you go on a vacation with some chick.
Yeah.
What about you?
Six months.
6 months.
Yeah, man, minimum.
Yeah, 6 months.
Why?
Minimum.
What are you thinking?
No, just because I have a lot of friends that, you know, also girls too. And like one girl was telling me she just started talking to this guy and like they're like not even official yet. But like within a month and then like now they're like they're going to go on a vacation really quick together. Like she's going to see her friends and like he's like, oh, like. My friend was like, oh, you should bring him or whatever. And, like, he was, like, on the FaceTime, I guess. And he was like, oh, yeah. And, like, she's like, now he's going. And, like, I'm just like, yo, that's, like, that's
fucking
soon.
Weird.
That's
weird.
And,
yeah,
and if you're going to go on a vacation with a if you're going to go on vacation with a guy, somebody you just met, you definitely do it where you go. It's, like, where it's just you and him. Or it's, like, not a vacation where you're going to be staying at somebody else's
house.
Nah, dude,
if I'm doing a vacation with somebody that I don't know that well, you know what I mean? Like, not, like, really well, and, like, it's a situation like this, I'd rather be with a group of people.
Yeah.
Because if you're by yourself, you don't know
this
person.
If you're going with a group of people, you can take her as early as you want. If you're going with a group of friends on a vacation, and you've been talking to this girl for, like, a month or 2 months, and she wants to go, you know, then you can go, because there's a bunch of people there.
Right.
But a solo trip's different.
Yo, like, remember when you...
solo trip's way more intense.
Have you ever gone on a vacation with a girl, and, it, like, you're, like, the first time you're on vacation with her? Like, I remember with Corey, when you took the girl with us, and we went on vacation, and you had a, and you wouldn't shit. In front of her?
Shit.
dude, you held it for how long?
For days.
Days.
Days, bro.
You would wait till she goes, like,
go
out to the water.
But
like,
we were young. It was hurting him, bro. He was hurt. He was, like,
I didn't eat
holding
nothing.
His stomach, like.
It's bad. Weren't you guys making fun of me, you and her?
Yeah, because at one point, I think she said, yo, your brother has a shit. Like, I know he has a shit now. Just do it. Like, yo.
Let it go, brother. Just let it go.
Yeah, it was like, I not even at the it. Point you couldn't like, hide it anymore, bro. Like, even the girl that you were trying to hide that you had a shit from was like, it's even more awkward now because, like, now we don't know why he won't shit.
Yeah, that was terrible. That was terrible. I don't know. Because I feel like if someone smells your shit, they have a whole different look at you.
Yeah.
It's a whole different. It's like, you know, when you're being in the office, right? If you're in the office.
I thought we were doing. Whoa, pause, boys.
We're already down this road, man.
Pause,
we're already down
boys, this road. Boys. We made a pact today that we were going to talk about dicks, shits, or
yeah,
jerking
yeah,
off.
Or any of that
we're
stuff.
Not, yeah,
and we're
yeah.
an hour in and we were doing so well.
We were.
All right, so well, this is the Stick Stone podcast. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much for joining us.
No. Go for fucking hop back into
so,
it.
Yeah, I just feel like as I said, it's like being in the office, right? And let's say you're best friends with somebody,
yeah.
or you know the guy every day, and he's so cool. And then you go into the bathroom, and you're like, oh, I know whose shoes those are, and he just ends up taking the nasty shit.
You're
you hear
a shoe
him,
looker.
You smell it.
You
and then
look at
you guys,
oh, I check shoes too.
It's hard
shoes.
Not to. You just look. You should see them.
It's the only
right
thing
there.
You can see. It's the only
you
thing
see
you
them,
can see.
You know.
And dude, I had that happen one time.
And now it's just weird because now
and
it's just
yo,
like,
somebody,
oh, you're a nasty.
If you're the guy.
I don't know, it's just a.
If I walk in the bathroom and I see somebody taking a shit, I know in my back of my head this guy is waiting for me to leave. This guy can't wait for me to turn on the air dryer. The air dryer that's going to dry my hands.
That would be
so
me.
I got a question.
He can't wait for that.
Have you guys ever taken a shit in a public bathroom? And
I don't
somebody,
like it.
And then somebody walked in and you did this?
You lift your feet? That's
so
smart.
Nobody sees your fucking legs while you're taking
so
a shit.
So nobody knows you're in there.
That's it. And someone's like, it's locked. They're trying to bang. And they're like, why is this
door like,
locked?
Hello?
You see a head
broken.
Come underneath it.
Nothing's
it
worse than having to do that. When someone knocks on a bathroom and you're in it, what were you? In here, occupied.
The smartest thing you could do is put an out of order sign on the front door of the bathroom.
If,
try to sneak in.
If I'm in a public bathroom and somebody's in there and like they're knocking and I go occupied and they're like they continue knocking.
The best is when the guy came to the little like oil, whatever he did, or whoever the guy was to come to the house and he needed to use the bathroom and like he went to go use the bathroom and then like, I guess we didn't put the toilet paper, we forgot to redo the roll.
Yeah.
And he must have took a shit and they're like, hey. Excuse me, you told me. I had to open the door a little bit and like put the toilet paper through the door to this worker who was just probably the most humiliating day of his life.
He probably went home and like cried to his wife, like, I took a shit.
Bro, and the guy, you know what his rhyme, bro, when he like, took a shit in the bathroom and was like, oh my God, I'm in this customer's house and they have no toilet paper. What? The fuck?
Do you think he did that waddle check,
bro,
when you walk around the bathroom?
That's it.
I don't have a bathroom like that to waddle around, bro. Yeah. He was like, he knew
gorilla
I was
walk.
Like,
you gorilla
he knew
walk
I was
the only
one home, and he was like, hey, buddy. He was like, you got toilet paper? I was like, oh my God, I'm so. Now, as a host, I'm like, I'm so sorry.
You're not a host. You're a customer.
But at this point, though, you just so worried. And then like you gave it to him, and you just like, such an awkward
that's
moment.
So fucking funny,
God.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah. No.
But I've been in that predicament too when I had to ask toilet paper.
Yeah, I feel like everybody has. You have to be at this point.
Yeah.
But
I've kicked somebody out of a stall one time. I had a shit so bad. I was like, dude, I have to go. In the city, I literally kicked him out of a stall. It was the only time. You know me. I don't like shitting in public.
Yeah.
It was so bad in the city.
Yeah.
I was on a date and it was so bad.
My stomach, shit on a date?
Bro, my stomach bubbled.
Yep.
Oh,
and it was,
no.
And I said, I knew it was like, bro, and when you have to go that bad, bro, you don't care. You'll run away from a cop. You do not care, bro.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, you'll get tased before you shit your pants.
Yeah, bro.
You'll get tased, shit your pants, be like, ugh.
Yeah, that's it.
I feel more relief
right
now.
Ticket. Where's the citation?
Can I get pants? But yeah, dude. So we have the roast next week. You're going up against Courtney.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
How are you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good. I feel like I'm gonna just, you know, do what I gotta do. I'm gonna treat her, respect her, just like as
a
shoe.
That's like roasting
comic.
A Disney princess. I feel.
Oh, it's so I don't know who put this together.
Yeah, she's just gonna start like gonna start singing to birds while you're going through your shit.
I just hope I hope whoever's in the audience is cool enough where they don't go, oh my God, he said
like
to a girl.
Wicked witch.
Are you kidding me, dude? I'm going up against Fat Jay.
I know.
And it's going to be that one's going to
be a slaughterhouse.
That's going to be a slaughterhouse,
That's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah.
Nah, he's good. He's going to be good.
I mean, I'm not saying he's not good, but then again.
Who else is this? Dan in it? And Joe?
No, Joe's not in it. Joe's actually in the finals of the Laugh Wolf.
Oh, nice.
Dan's going up against Allison Persky.
Yeah.
That'll be a big one.
Yeah.
I'm actually excited for that one. I'm excited for yours. It's actually going to be a good roast battle. There's a lot of good pair ups.
I'll be there signing autographs if anybody wants to come to my table.
And then the day before that, I'm actually producing my first ever show.
Nice. Over at Venom?
Yeah, Venom. Venom Cafe and Lounge in Jamaica, Queens.
Nice.
It's gonna be a good time, dude. Nice. I got a bunch of really good comics on there. There's Renee Fuentes, Nick Talelli, Christian Hahn, Fat J, and Jessica Levine.
Cool. Nice little show there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be cool. Everybody can, you know, go there.
Dude.
Smoke some hookah.
Name your favorite life hack or TikTok hack or something that you've learned that you watch and you go, oh my God, that's a pretty cool hack. Because, my newest one is, your newest one is cooking pizza on the stove, reheating up pizza on the stove.
Ooh.
It is actually a phenomenal thing. And I'm not one of those who like the TikTok hacks or those life hacks.
Yeah.
But that is a good one that I like. So I was curious to know if you have one and if you have one that you like.
I don't.
When you tie up a grocery bag, like, you know, the bags for produce and shit, you know how you can just, like, go like.
Yeah.
You have to rip the fucking bag open when you get home to take all the fruit out.
Keep it a loop. Kind of thing.
Yeah, you do like the two around the finger and you loop it through. And so all you have to do is just pull this tab out and it opens the bag.
I like the hack, the one hack where it's you don't need a clip chip, the folded bag of chips.
Oh, yeah, that one's cool.
What's that?
You like fold it up
a certain way.
And then like tuck it under. So if you don't have like a chip clip for the bag, it keeps the bag closed just by folding it down. Dude. Yeah, preserves it.
Have you guys seen, but like you were talking about life hacks, but have you seen like the life hacks that aren't really life hacks? It's just like more life complicating issues. You know what I mean? Like they're like, oh, drill a hole into a clip and then take that clip and then make it another clip. It's like, why?
Yeah.
That bee is chilling.
Uh-huh. Thank you guys for listening to our episode this week. We're going to try to, you know, make it more steady and put one out there for you guys every week. But thank you guys for waiting. And
thanks for joining in. Make sure you like, listen, you subscribe, you follow everybody's Instagram.
If this is out in time, come to the roast contest. It is at Governor's Comedy Club on August 26th. Chris has this show at Venom.
V3 Cafe and Lounge, everybody.
Make New York City?
Jamaica, Queens.
Jamaica, Queens.
Just keep tuned to my story. It will be posted
Day. Also, check out Austin Brooks Comedy. I post all my shows on there. I definitely have a couple coming up in September. I got one coming up,
too. That's at Austin Brooks Comedy on Instagram. Yeah.
At
Chris Frey 3
on Instagram. At Chris Frey 3. I got to get a new one.
Because I have a show coming up in September for Terry McNeely. He's headlining, and I'm looking forward to that show. So we have a bunch of stuff coming up for you guys. Thank you guys so much. Like, subscribe. We're out.
Shirt on.
That's a yellow jacket.
Yep.